Sunny 101.3.
Once again, inside the Rowe Activity Center here in Fall City on the campus of Sacred Heart High School. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside John Nixon. We get set for the second of four big games we have for you this afternoon and this evening here on Sunny. Up next, boys basketball action, semifinals, Pioneer Conference, the Johnson Brock Eagles, and the Southern Raiders. John?
Taking a look at the starting lineups, first of all, for the top-seeded Johnson Brock Eagles and Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. They will go with 6'4 senior Austin Meyer, a 6'4 junior Brody Kaler. We also have 6'3 senior Camden Dollinghouse, 6'3 senior Kaysen Dollinghouse, and 5'11 senior Garrison Valley, the starting five today for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They're 18-0 on the season, ranked number one in Class D1. They're the number one seed. I believe today would be win number 55 in a row if they pick up the win, or it could be 56. I'll have to go back and look here. For Southern, they're 9-9. For Coach Aaron Whitworth, he'll go with Cooper Warford, who is a senior. They'll also have Pax Adams, a sophomore in the starting lineup. Dakota Whitman, a senior. Alex Meese is a senior, and the other starter, also a senior, Alexander Seaman, a starting lineup for the Southern Raiders. They're 9-9 on the year. Looking back on it, Johnson Brock beat Southern on January 31st, just a week or so ago, 73-49. So they're going to try to avenge that loss here today.
John, these teams are alike in one manner, and that is they each have three players that are averaging in double figures. For the Southern Raiders, Cooper Warford, he's now scored more than 1,000 points in his career as of a couple of weeks ago. He's averaging 21 points per game. Cale Ames is averaging 10.9 and Alex Meese 10.4. So they've got a three-headed monster there on the offensive end of things. Johnson Brock, well, our fans and listeners are very aware of that three-headed monster, the Dollinghouse twin brothers along with Brody Kaler. Camden Dollinghouse, 15 points a game. Kaysen Dollinghouse, 12 points a game. Brody Kaler, 15 points a game. So you got to kind of pick your poison with those three. Now, John, I was in Johnson Tuesday night. Camden Dollinghouse started the game, only played about a minute, and took himself out of the game. He's got a knee injury. They tell us it's nothing real serious. It's painful, more of a strain or something, or an irritation or whatever you want to call it. But they're going to give him a shot and let him try and start here again tonight and see how it goes. But Camden did not play in the Tuesday night game when they got the win over Southern.
Say it hurts. Whatever it is, it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts, that's for sure.
The teams are out here warming up. We've got two boys games coming up here. Then it'll be the final game of the night. Sacred Heart girls in action in the finals tonight against Lord Central Catholic. So that's where we're at for now. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more pregame on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans.
There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it.
Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Rowe Activity Center here on the campus of Sacred Heart High School in Falls City as we are getting ready for our second of four big games that we have for you this afternoon and this evening. In our first game, if you weren't tuned in a few moments ago, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles defeated Diller O'Dell. 39-34 was the final in that one. And the game coming up next, of course, the Johnson Brock Boys and the Southern High Raiders. That'll be followed at 6 o'clock with another boys game, the Pawnee City Indians and Exeter Milligan Friends. That one's scheduled for 6 o'clock. And then our nightcap tonight, we'll switch back over into the girls' bracket, the Sacred Heart Irish Girls taking on the Lord Central Catholic Lady Knights. So that's what we've got up coming up on the schedule here for you. John, you were looking up a stat there for us.
54.
They've already won 54. Is that right?
Yep.
So tonight, the Johnson-Brock Eagle boys looking for their 55th win in a row. Of course, they are the defending state champions from last year, and that those totals go back, I think, in the all through last year, and then what they've added up this year, 18-0 so far.
And the year before they won the state championship.
That's right. That's right. So they're back-to-back state champions. So spanning three parts of three seasons now, 54 wins in a row, and tonight they're going to be squaring off here with the Southern High Raiders, which is a 500 team at 9-9. But, you know, looking at the records in the previous game, we kind of expected the Johnson-Brock girls game to be maybe a little more, maybe not quite as competitive as it was. But tip of the hat to the girls from Diller O'Dell. They really gave the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles quite a run there in our first game this afternoon.
Who was the last Nebraska high school boys team to win at least 55 in a row?
Couldn't tell you. You must have done your research.
Yes, you can.
Sacred Heart?
No. Think about that just a little bit. I'll give you a few minutes.
You caught me off guard here. Maybe it sounds like a Wahoo thing, maybe.
No.
They had a big string years ago.
Well, hadn't been that long. About 3 years. Maybe four.
Mine's going blank on the
team. You were there for a lot of them.
You're embarrassing me, my friend.
You're really going to be embarrassed when I tell you it was the Auburn Bulldogs.
Oh, my. Yes, of course. I did a lot of those, of course. Jim Weeks won't forgive me for that one.
You're had now.
Yeah. We're going to have time for another break here before we're ready to tip this one up. So we'll step aside for another two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Rowe Activity Center. It will be Brody Kaler stepping into the center circle, jumping up against Cooper Warford, and Kaler flies into the backcourt.
the Camden Dolling House. Senior, up the floor with it goes to Austin Meyer. Despite how I may have his name spelled in my program, out top, swinging around, Camden Dolling House for three. It's up on the rim, no. Meyer the rebound, he can't connect, and on the run going the other way will be Wymore Southern. I guess Southern Raiders, excuse me, old habits are hard to break. Shot of the way first, but up no good by Warburg. Got a second shot at it, couldn't connect, and the rebound coming down, and here comes Garrison Bowie to the front court for Johnson Brock. Kaler with it, right side, inside it goes, Camden Dolling. No, Meyer with another rebound for Johnson Brock, and had it taken away. And here come the Raiders to the front court. Good job letting the defenders go by. Three ball, right elbow up, no good. Shot put up there that time. I believe that was Whitman. And at the other end, a run-out layup won't go. What is going on here today, Randy?
Garrison Bowie had an uncontested land and came away empty.
We have seen more missed shots in the paint here this last game and minute and a half. Normally see it in a day. Here's a long three-pointer for the Raiders. Up, no good by Warford. The rebound coming down to Camden Dollinghouse. Ahead up the floor now to Brody Kaler. Kaler out beyond the three-point line, out of Meyer. He can hit that three out there. Go inside Kaysen Dollinghouse. And he'll roll it up with the right hand to the right side. So here we go the other way now. Johnson Brock with a 2-0 lead. To the front court comes Warford. Into the paint, ball stripped away, stolen. Kaler ahead of the pack. He'll throw the ball up and a layup good on the other end.
That was Kaysen Dollinghouse.
Okay, I was looking, saw three. I was going 23. He's not in there. So Kaysen's got all four Johnson Brock points here in the early going. Now we get a kicked ball by Dollinghouse. And it will be Southern ball on the baseline. 2 minutes gone by here. 4-0. The Eagles have the lead. Number one seed, number one ranked in Class D1. Off to the left side, the ball goes there for Alex Meese. Meese will dribble in for the top of the key, throw it up and in from about 10 feet away. And we got a 4-2 ball game. To the front with it, Camden Dollinghouse. Off the right side, now with the ball in the hands of Bowie. Back to Meyer. Flash in the middle is Kaler. It's knocked away. He picks it back up. Now he'll get a return pass in the middle, a little one-hand hook down the right side, up and good for Brody Kaler. 6-2 Johnson Brock. To the front court come the Raiders. Left side, three ball, up on the rim. It is no good, but up there by Meese. Kaysen Dollinghouse on the run the other way, had it stripped away, out of there by Warford.
Cooper Warford, quite an athlete here for Southern. He has 1,000 points offensively, averages 21 a game, plus he's a big defensive leader.
Inbound to Kaler, top of the key. He'll take it out of Kaysen Dollinghouse, and he gets shoved into a cheerleader.
Now they're going to get Cooper Warford.
Oh,
wait a minute. Yeah, Cooper Warford for the foul on Cooper. His first team foul, number one of the quarter on the Raiders.
Change your mind sometimes, you're the official. Bring it in. Camden Dollinghouse right underneath the basket. Up and good.
Camden Dollinghouse playing on that bum knee doesn't seem any worse for wear so far.
So far, so good. Now, out to the left side of the floor with the basketball. Swinging around to the top. Pax Adams taking down the right side to Seaman. Seaman back out Warford for three, and he drains it. Cooper Warford with a triple makes it 8-5. Johnson Brock with a three-point advantage. Kaysen Dollinghouse whips the ball to the corner to Camden. Left side three ball up and good. Boy, if they're hot, if they get hot from the outside, it's over. Doesn't matter who they're playing. Take it the other way. Southern's going to have to try to keep up here. Down by six, halfway through quarter number one. Warford with it, top of the key looking. Passes off into the middle. Gets the ball there to Pax Adams. And we've got a ball kicked, I think. Johnson Brock brings in Grady Behrens.
Into the game for Southern Raiders comes Kai Spann.
Sophomore, big young man. He's out there by next to Myers, listed 6'4". He's at least that big. Bring it into Warford, top of the key, dribbles left side, elevates, 15-footer on the rim. No, Rebound brought down by Austin Meyer. Austin will get it away, and there comes Camden Dollinghouse over now to Kaler. Kaler looking from beyond the arc, skips it over now to Meyer. Against the man-to-man defense, flash it back outside. Camden Dollinghouse over to Kaysen, the right side wing, up too strong this time. Rebound to the Raiders, and a push foul, knocking the Southern Raider down that time was Grady Barron.
Well, that was an inadvertent collision down there, and boy, going into a chair, Pax Adams went in there pretty hard. They're taking a look at him down here.
Barron picks up his first. He landed on his back on that chair?
Yeah, he did.
I thought. So into the game again will come Dakota Whitman back in there. And, okay, Alexander Seaman is in there. He was in there already. So now to the front court of the basketball. Here comes Warford through the midcourt circle. Off the left side of the pass to Whitman. Free throw line with it. Leaning, shooting, and on the rim it won't go for Meese. Rebound to Camden Dollinghouse. He's starting to limp a little bit. Come the other way, and a long three for Camden Dollinghouse. In and out, no. Meyer fights the rebound away. Fighting it, scrambling, and after him, he got the ball controlled and away.
Great effort there by Austin Meyer to keep possession of that ball.
Kaysen Dollinghouse to Camden, and back to Kaysen, right side of the floor. Zoned up are the Raiders here. Kaysen Dollinghouse, left side. Back out Kaysen, over the right side now to Meyer. Now out Kaysen Dollinghouse, fakes the three and gets ran into as he makes a move to the left by Cooper Warford.
Warford called for the personal on Cooper, his second personal, second team foul, and Warford will come out of the ballgame, their leading scorer on the bench.
Camden Dollinghouse sits down for Johnson Brock. Inside it goes to Kaysen. Get the ball away from there to Robert Gravatt. Back out top, Robert in a 6'4 junior. Here's a three ball for Meyer. Andrews out there. He hits that three from the right corner. And now it's a 9-point lead for Johnson Brock, 14-5. At the other end, with the ball, is Spann. Johnson Brock kind of zoned up here themselves. Look down low, tipped by Meyer, stolen away by Taylor. Kaler will work it to the front, throw it ahead to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Now gets the ball away to Barron. Picks up Kaysen Dollinghouse over the right side. Meyer in the corner, back out. Kaysen Dollinghouse gets the ball, whips the ball to the middle to Kaler. Couldn't make the clean catch, and it's taken away by Seaman. Seaman ahead up the floor to Adams. Adams moves into the free throw line area. Pass to the middle, back to Adams, and a 12-footer up and good. That's Alex Meese. Sorry. Meese with a bucket, his second of the ball game, and the lead is 7 for the Eagles. Meyer, right side, on the baseline, back out. Kaysen Dollinghouse holds against the zone. Meyer says, I'll take another three, and this one's a little too strong. The rebound comes down to Kai Spann. He'll get the ball away to Pax Adams, who will slowly bring the ball up the floor with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. 14-7, Johnson Brock off the right side to Pax Adams into the free throw line. Three ball on the way up and no good, this time by Meese. And the rebound is going to be a held ball that will stay with Southern as it's grabbed up there by Johnson Brock.
Camden Dollinghouse comes limping back out onto the court. He wants to play. It's apparently not an injury that you can do any damage to. It's just uncomfortable.
So into the game now, here is Jonah Krim, a senior for the Raiders. Inbounded from the baseline, get the ball into Adams. Adams gets it away to Meese. Into the paint he goes, spins, lost it, got it back. Full shot clock, now in and out to the right side for Spann again. Spann will give it to Meese. Meese to the baseline. Threw it out of there, tipped by Johnson Brock. Up into the stands it goes, and it'll be Southern basketball in the backcourt here with 16 left on the shot clock. Ball comes in to Alex Meese. Works the ball up the floor on the right side. Stops, pops, 10-footer is good. Meese has got six, and the lead is 5 for the Eagles. Taylor for three from the left side, rattled it home. 5 points for Taylor, and now the lead is eight. Meese in the front court, 13 on the game clock to go in the first quarter. Hands the ball off there to Adams, working his way up into the paint, keeps on going. And he lost the ball on the pass. Taylor pushes the ball ahead, and he'll run out layup at the other end. Beating the buzzer is Grady Barron. After one, it's Johnson Brock, 19, and Southern 9. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
You know, John, watching that first quarter, we all talk about the Dollinghouse brothers and, of course, Brody Kaler. But I want to give a little shout-out here to Austin Meyer. That young man is kind of the unsung hero. Nobody on that team works harder than Austin Meyer down to that baseline. He's pulling rebounds down that really a lot of times he has no right to call on his, and he still gets the ball.
I got him for four already.
Yes, Johnson Brock with the basketball. Here's Kaysen Dollinghouse for three off the right elbow. Doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to the Southern Raiders. Cooper Warford into forecourt to the near side to Alex Meese. Meese comes to the right side with it back to Warford in the paint. Meese gives the ball right back to Warford. He stands between the rings at the top of the key. Kaysen Dollinghouse out there to defend him. Alex Meese feeds into the corner down on the right side. Put it into Dakota Whitman. The ball tipped away out of bounds. Went off of Southern. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter. 19-9. JV up by 10. Here come the Eagles. Kaysen Dollinghouse across court pass to the right elbow. Got it over to Bowie. Harrison Bowie around the horn into Kaler in the paint. Bowie, open look, right side for three, off the rim, doesn't go, rebound, pulled down by Pax Adams. Adams wants to dribble the ball up court himself and gets it into forecourt. On the attack comes Adams with the ball to the left side to Meese. Meese at the free throw line, right wing, that's Pax Adams. Goes in for the lay-in, up, off, no good. Kaler comes out with the basketball. Brody Kaler is going to take it all the way in for the driving lay-in, up and good. Brody Kaler does that so smoothly, John. Switches to that left-hand lay-in, and there's just not a whole lot the defender can do about it.
No.
21-9. The lead now is 12 for Johnson Brock. In forecourt is Pax Adams. Almost had the ball stolen away there again by Dollinghouse. Down to Kai Span in the corner, right side. Struggling in, trying to go for the base. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles.
Ken Dollinghouse with the foul. First foul on him. First foul of quarter number two.
6:27 to play. First half, 21-9. Johnson Brock on top. Here's Southern with a long three from the top of the key that doesn't go. Then it hit the upright support. That's out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Camden Dollinghouse limps down to the baseline to inbound that one. He's noticeably bothered by that knee, but staying in the ballgame. Garrison Bowie, left wing across to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Camden in the corner. Open look three. Left wing off the iron. No. And there's again Mr. Meyer with the rebound. Austin Meyer. They feed it into Brody Kaler. Fall away jump shot in the paint. It won't go. And again Meyer comes after the wall, but this time it went out of bounds off of Camden Dollinghouse. And the Southern Raiders will get the basketball. What a give out a big shout-out here to our listeners in Southern Gage County, all around the Southern Wymore area over in there. Glad to have you tuned in tonight, possibly listening on MSCSports.net or on our radio app on your cell phone, MSC Radio. One click and you can hear us anywhere. I found that out last week, John. Here's a long three from the corner.
off no good. Rebound, Camden Dollinghouse. Down court quickly to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Left side baseline. Lost the ball off his foot. Went out of bounds. It'll belong to the Southern Raiders. Checking in is Grady Behrens into the lineup now. Kaysen Dollinghouse will take a breather. Grady Behrens will check in his place. 5:35 to go, first half, 21-9. Johnson Brock up by 12. Cooper Warford will bring the ball down court. On the attack into forecourt to the right side with his pass to Pax Adams. Adams back to Warford, driving the baseline left side. Myers will have none of that. Austin Meyer made the stop out in the corner. They feed it back inside the paint to the baseline left side. Warford for three, no good. Rebound, Southern coming down. Alexander Seaman. Now a three from the left side off, and there's Meyer again with the rebound. Austin Meyer seems to be in the right place at the right time every time the basketball comes down. John, he
got a rebound or a steal.
Yeah. Underneath it goes to Kaler. Shot is up and good. If you can get the ball into Brody Kaler into the bucket, he'll score with it. Timeout taken, Southern. 4:51 to play here in the first half. 23-9. Johnson Brock with a 14-point advantage. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
23-9, Johnson Brock's Eagles leading the Southern Raiders here as we get closer to the halftime break here today. In game number two of our four broadcasts coming up on Sunny 101.3.
We'll be back tomorrow, John. We'll have more basketball. No, no, we won't. We'll be back Saturday.
No. Take tomorrow off.
Take tomorrow off. Saturday we'll be back with, well, selected semifinal and championship games, depending on how these things play out here today. But we will have basketball for you Saturday. Southern with the basketball, Cooper Warford into forecourt to the near side. Pax Adams with the ball. A cross-court skip pass stolen away by Austin Meyer. Meyer gets it down quickly to Bowie on the right elbow. Up top it comes, Camden Dollinghouse. Again finds Bowie. Now there's Brody Kaler with the ball. Bowie, open look three. Got it. Nice job on the right side by Garrison Bowie. His first bucket of the evening. He's got three, and suddenly you look up there, John, and it's a 17-point Johnson Brock lead, 26-9. Right side with the ball. Handling it is Alex Meese. Meese almost lost the handle. Gets it to the top of the key to Pax Adams. Under to Cooper Warford. Warford tried for the lay-in, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline. Bowie, I believe.
Well, that's pretty quick fingers, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bowie. They're going to get Garrison Bowie for his first team foul number two on Johnson Brock. Inbound the pass to the corner. Pax Adams kicks it out to Cooper Warford. Free throw line jump shot. Warford short. Austin Myers rebound. I tell you, that guy gets it done under there. Down court it comes to Bowie. Bowie, a cross court pass to the near side. Handling the ball over here is Grady Behrens. Behrens looks for Brody Kaler out on the right wing outside the three-point arc. Now Bowie in traffic. Goes up, forces a shot up, partially blocked. Rebound, Cooper Warford, one-on-one with Kaler. Kaler in front of him. And there, Meyer blocked the shot, but a whistle and a foul. They're either going to get Kaler or Meyer down there for the foul.
Going to get Kaler for the foul. Brody picks up his third foul of quarter number two on Johnson Brock.
Cooper Warford at the free throw line, averaging 21 points a game. Free throw is up and good. He's got four now. He hit a three-pointer there earlier. Back in is Robert Gravatt into the ball game now for Johnson Brock. Who else entered? Kaysen back in? Yeah, Kaysen Dollinghouse. I think he was on the bench.
Brady Behrens is in there.
Yeah. There's a shot up and good for Cooper Warford. He got both free throws. He now has 5 points, and the lead is back to 15 at 26-11 with 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. This is Kaysen Dollinghouse kicking the ball to Grady Behrens. Austin Meyer in the corner. Grady Behrens, top of the key, turned down the shot there. Feeds to Kaysen Dollinghouse, driving, laying up and good. Kaysen, they gave him the baseline, and he's got 6 points. 28-11. The lead is back to 17. This equals the biggest lead of the ballgame for the Eagles with 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Pax Adams brings it up to the right elbow to Meese. Alex Meese across. There's Cooper Warford with the ball. Back again to Pax Adams for a long three that's off, and there's Meyer with the rebound. I told you what he does, John, and he's just proving me right here.
Standing over there right now.
In the paint, Camden Dollinghouse was stripped of the ball, and then I believe, out of frustration, he's going to be committing a foul here.
That'll be his second foul, team foul number four of the second quarter against Johnson Brock.
He'll lead the ball game, and Quentin Behrens, a sophomore, into the game now for the first time this evening. Quentin making an appearance here. 5'10 and a sophomore. Here come the Southern Raiders. Cooper Warford feeds inside the paint. Turnaround jump shot up and off. No good. A fight for the rebound. Camden Dollinghouse comes out of there with it. Kai Spann ended up on the floor. Camden Dollinghouse into forecourt. Gives it up to Kaysen Dollinghouse for three. It's not there. Tipped around. Spann with the rebound. Outlet pass comes Warford down court. Into the paint. Warford hands it off to his teammate. Oh, missed the bunny from the right side. Couldn't get it down. And there was Grady Behrens to get the rebound. Then a whistle and a foul is called as Behrens came down with the ball.
Alex Meese picks up his first foul of the ball game. First foul of the quarter on Southern Raider.
Down to 2:05 to go here in the first half. 17-point Johnson Brock lead, 28-11. Robert Gravatt with the ball. Up to the top to Quentin Behrens. Now we've got Camden Dollinghouse backing it out between the rings. 18 on the shot clock here, under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Left wing with the ball. This is Grady Behrens. Long three, right side. Oh, missed it. Couldn't get it down for Quentin Behrens. The ball went out of bounds, and it'll turn it back over to Johnson Brock.
You're listening to the Pioneer Conference Basketball Tournament today on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Ball City, and Johnson.
1:39 to play here in the first half, 28-11. Johnson Brock on top. Cooper Warford into forecourt with the dribble to the right wing. Pax Adams handles the ball. Kai Spann down in the corner right wing. Back up to Adams. Adams dishes to Meese, and Meese hits the three from out here on the right elbow. They let him out there wide open, and Meese canned it. Nothing but nylon. No wear and tear whatsoever on the rims on that shot,
no,
John.
Did fine. No paint needed there.
No. 28-14. The score is still doubled up on Southern here. Kaysen Dollinghouse goes right into the face of Spann, and a lot of contact. No whistle. Now still more contact. Ball on the floor. Coming out with a dribble into forecourt. A one-on-four fast break. Laying up and good. That Warford? No, check that. That was Pax Adams. Adams went right between defenders and laid it in. 28-16 now. The lead is cut with the ball across court pass. Robert Gravatt gets the pass. Now we've got a whistle away from the ball. What happened here? Foul's going to be called.
Kai Spann, his first team foul, number two of the quarter.
Apparently some action away from the basketball down
must
there.
Must have been.
Yeah, there was nothing going on out near the ball. 42 seconds to go here in the first half. Into Kaysen Dollinghouse, in the paint. Kaysen gets it to Brody Kaler for three. Up, off, no good, and the rebound down to Cooper Warford. 32 on the shot clock. They're practically simultaneous here. They can run the ball down for a final shot. Warford for three. Off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Brody Kaler. Kaler, long down court pass to the left side. Oh, they fed it underneath. A big block down there by Southern. Looked like it was going to be a sure bet lay-in for Robert Gravatt. He got blocked under there. 10 seconds to go. They'll play for one shot. Cooper Warford out near the midcourt circle to the left elbow. Inside the paint. Back to Warford. Warford with 2 seconds. Puts up a three that's off and doesn't go. There's the buzzer. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Southern High Raiders. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 28 and Southern 16. We'll take a 2-minute break here and be back with our halftime scoring recap on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City, where it's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Southern Raiders 28-16, our halftime score in the game earlier this afternoon. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles got the win over Diller Odell, 39-38 was the final in that one. Let's look now at the first half scoring of this boys' semifinal contest. First for the Southern Raiders, they're led at halftime by Alex Meese. He has 9 points. Cooper Warford with 5, and Pax Adams has 2. Free throw shooting, the Raiders hit 2 out of 2 in the first half. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, leading the way is Brody Kaler. He has 9. Kaysen Dollinghouse with 6. Camden Dollinghouse has 5. 3 points each for Austin Meyer and Garrison Bowie, and Grady Behrens has 2 for Johnson Brock's total of 28. Johnson Brock did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Your halftime score, 28-16, Johnson Brock leading the Southern High Raiders. Now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, then we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer a values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be just above average low temperatures for this time of year, and as we head through the week towards the weekend. Looks like tomorrow will be a nice day with highs back in the low 40s. As we head into Friday night and into the weekend, it looks like the chance for snow showers returns. Average highs around this time of year, 39 degrees, and our average lows around 17 degrees. For tonight, we're looking clear. Low around 22 with east-northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. By Friday, we'll see lots of sunshine. High near 42, afternoon winds out of the east at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Friday night, a slight chance of freezing drizzle under cloudy skies with a low around 29, east winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, a slight chance of snow showers returns under partly sunny skies with a high near 40 degrees, north winds at 5 to 15. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. The Johnson Brock Eagle boys leading the Southern High Raiders 28-16 in this Pioneer Conference semifinal game. This is the second of four games that we have for you this afternoon and this evening here on Sunny. After this, up next, the 6 o'clock game in the boys bracket. We'll see the Pawnee City Indians taking on Exeter Milligan Friend in a boys semifinal game. And then our nightcap tonight at 7:30, the Sacred Heart Irish Girls hosting the Lord Central Catholic Knights Girls. That'll be around 7:30 or whenever the games wrap up ahead of that. But we still have two games coming up after this. And then John and I will be back on Saturday. We'll have coverage of semifinal and finals, depending on who wins and loses in the ball games here coming up tonight, later on this evening. So count on us on Saturday to have Pioneer Conference basketball on Sunny 101.3. We hope you'll join us for that. John, you're kind of quiet over there.
Oh, I'm crunching numbers. Crunching numbers. That should be an interesting third quarter here.
Were you working on free throw percentages there for Johnson Brock in the first half?
I did. They made everyone they attempted.
Never missed a shot.
Didn't miss a shot at the line, but neither did the Raiders. They had two more attempts.
Ready to move down to third quarter action here in the Pioneer Conference Boys semifinal bracket. Here to describe the third quarter for you once again is Sunny, 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. The Southern Raiders with the basketball. They need to boost some scoring here in a hurry. Johnson Brock comes out in his own defense. They go right to left, and they promptly airmail a skip pass into the crowd, and Johnson Brock will take the ball on the turnover.
Lady in row number two was open for that one.
Yeah, but she should have shot it. If you get a free ball up in the stand, you should always shoot it, I figure. Garrison Bowie to the front court, takes the ball off to Kaysen Dollinghouse. She tries to hook it down inside to Dollinghouse, and it's taken away by Kai Spann. Inside out, three-pointer on the way up, short, no good for Meese. Rebound brought down by Kaler. Here come the Eagles to the front court on the right side now. With the ball, over, swing it left side. Kaysen Dollinghouse comes back to the top, now to Austin Meyer. Meyer to Camden Dollinghouse, three-pointer off, no good. Rebound brought down Meyer. He'll go into Kaler, and he'll put it up in the paint for about 3 feet away. He's in double figures with 11.
Meyer with the assist there just dished the ball to Kaler waiting under the basket.
30-16, a minute to keep gone by in quarter number three. Here to the front court with it. Pax Adams now holds the ball, dribbles it off, and now back out to him. Long three-pointer on the rim up. Hit the top of the backboard, and another rebound down to Meyer. That gives him double-digit rebounds on the night. Quick kill the other way. Kaysen Dollinghouse to the free throw line. Pass it off to Kaler. Camden dribbles in. Bump to Kaler. Inside. Bounces off a defender. Spin up. No good. Meyer, the putback attempt won't go. And they'll be taken down by the Raiders. To the front court now. Cooper Warford drives in. A lot of bodies there defensively. Can't connect from 10 feet. Rebound to Meyer, and we've got a whistle and a foul.
I'm going to have to wait till they post it. There were two players in the area there.
Xander Seaman.
That's going to be Xander, yes. Xander Seaman gets his first personal team foul, number one of the quarter.
Free throw line jumper up and good by Garrison Bowie. His second field goal gives him 5 points, and the lead is the biggest of the game. Well, almost 16 now, Aaron. In the third quarter. Johnson Brock on the defense. Kind of minding their own business. And there's a ball kicked by Camden Dollinghouse. Or how many balls he has kicked in his high school career. He does that a lot on passes.
Here's Dakota Whitman into the lineup now for Southern. He will replace Xander Seaman.
Whitman will trigger in from the baseline. Taken out top. Adams moving on the left side of the lane. Give it down to Spann. And his pass taken away. Stolen by Bowie. Bowie will give the ball up. Nope, he's got it back to the front court. He comes. Moving on the left side. Trying to get to the bucket. Cut off. Out to Meyer for three. Swish. His second ball in the ballgame. You look at Austin, you go, you don't have to guard him out there. He's not going to shoot a three-pointer. That's all he does, knock him down. To the front we go. Left side of the circle. Pax Adams. To the right side. Warford. Back to Adams, thought about it, didn't take the long one. Into Spann, his pass stolen away by Meyer. Meyer now ahead to Kaysen Dollinghouse from Camden. Spins off the defense, lost him, and he just throws it up over the edge for two more. And all of a sudden, it's a 21-point Johnson Brock lead, 37-16, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Third quarter, 37-16, Johnson Brock.
On a 9-0 run here, John, to start the second half, they led it 28-16 at halftime. Now up 37-16, so not a good start of this second half for the Southern Raiders. They've now fallen behind by 21. What a huge 10-day run here for Johnson Brock with this Pioneer Conference tournament. Next week they play Freeman at Freeman on Thursday.
And we'll have that game for you here on Sunny 101.3.
And then Saturday head out to Grand Island for that big classic. It'll be playing at 9:40 in the morning. I forget who they're playing. They're playing at 9:40 in the morning that following Saturday out there in that classic at Grand Island.
That's a neat event. I've gone to that one before, John. That's fun stuff out there.
Here's a three ball up and too strong by Cooper Warford. Rebound battle won by the Raiders underneath. Now driving in is Warford, and he'll get to the hole and put it up in. He's got seven now. That's his second field goal of the evening. To the front, Kaysen Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock. Senior works it over to Camden, his twin brother. Back cross court, back and in, and he whips the ball down to Fowley in the right corner to Camden at the right side of the floor. The circle is up. It is good. That's got 8 points now, I believe. My 10 went a little crazy on me. He's got 8 points the ball game, a couple of trays. The lead is 22. Raiders with the ball, and they throw the ball, and it's going to be over and back. Johnson Brock did not touch it. They'll take the ball on the turnover here.
Kaysen Dollinghouse didn't touch it, but he was out there harassing them just enough that they threw the pass wide of the mark and went over and back.
Grady Barron checks into the ball game now for the Eagles again. He'll work out at the top of the point. Now they'll swing it around. Camden Dollinghouse skips it over the top, and now back out to Kaysen to the right. Now Camden Dollinghouse drives all the way in. It's up. It won't go, but a whistle and a foul. We'll put him in the free throw line to shoot a pair.
They're going to put the foul on Meese. That's his second personal and the second team foul of the quarter on the Southern Raiders.
Camden at the line. This will be Johnson Brock's first free throws of the ball game. And they knock that one down. He'll get one more.
John, you got to wonder here with a now a 23-point lead and Camden Dollinghouse nursing that sore knee, how much longer he'll be in the ballgame here this afternoon.
Second on the way is up and good.
He's in double figures. He's got 10 now.
42-18, Johnson Brock up by a whole bunch, 24 up now. To the front court, the ball goes. Catching it in the circle is Warford. Now he'll back out of there, guarded by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Nice pass underneath for the layup there. Two-pointer for Alexander.
That's Alexander's first bucket.
Kaysen Dollinghouse, three ball won't go. Miner tips it back to Kaysen Dollinghouse. He'll give it to Kaler. He'll miss it short, get his own rebound, missed it again. Meyer fighting for the rebound, and let's see what they decide.
I think Meyer came down out of bounds. They had joint possession, and Meyer had an elbow on the end line. He'll come out of the ballgame. In to replace him now is Robert Gravatt, 6'4 junior. Gravatt into the ballgame for Meyer. He's taking a breather.
2:55 to go in the third. Up the floor with a 22-point deficit are the Raiders of Southern. Up floor now with it, Span. Work the ball around the perimeter, the 2-1-2 zone by Johnson Brock here. Ball knocked loose momentarily from Warford. He's able to recover it, get it in the middle to Adams, and now it's knocked loose. It's a scramble. Going to throw the ball ahead to Camden Dollinghouse. Left-hand layup is up and good. He's got a dozen. The lead is 24.
Those kids are so well coached on those breakaway lay-ins, John, switching to the other hand and making it impossible to block the layup.
Span for a long three. No, Camden Dollinghouse rebound. Randy, what else they do is they're looking for teammates as they're going ahead. Kaler missed it, got it back, and pushes it up and in.
Busted by Brody Kaler.
Kaler's got 13.
Timeout.
The Raiders down by 26, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
2 minutes, 6 seconds left in the third quarter of our boys' semifinal round game between Johnson Brock and Southern Raider. The other boys' semifinal coming up next here at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City tonight. Exeter Milligan Friends and the Pawnee City Indians will battle it out for the right to go to the championship game on Saturday evening. Afternoon, actually. The other way we go with the basketball. The Raiders have it. Working the ball around. And now we'll go to the right side with it. Back to the top. Meese has the ball. Hands off. Warford drives to the hole around the left side. Up and good. Warford's got 9 in the ball game, and the lead is 24 again. To the front court. Johnson Brock. Kaler. Off to Kaysen Bellinghaus. Back to Kaler. He'll take it out. Now he's going to fire a 3 from the right side, and he's going to put that in. He's got 16-7 here in quarter number 3. Lead picks the game. 27 points now for Johnson Brock. At the other end, ball knocked loose. Span ends up with it. He'll give it to Warford for 3. Too strong. Kaysen Dolinaus comes down with it. He's on the run on the right side. Throws the ball across. Layup no good by Quentin Behrens, the sophomore who checked in there. Now we got a foul from behind on Behrens.
Yep, that's going to be Quentin Behrens' first personal. And that's team foul number 1, I believe.
Yes.
First team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. Hey. Under a minute to play here in the third period, 49-22.
Aiden Gravatt checks in on Garrison Bowie again for Johnson Brock. To the front court, here come the Raiders, and a spin move and a toss up towards the hoop. No good by Warford. Rebound brought out of there by Johnson Brock. The other end, they throw the ball across, and now back out it goes to Gravatt. He'll look around, and he'll come across the near side to Bowie. Bounce in the middle, and that's going to be Robert Gravatt up and down and good.
Robert with a nice move to the bucket, drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one also. The foul is going to be called on Alex Meese, his third personal. Now what do we got here? A little conversation between the officials.
Heard another whistle.
Silence in the gymnasium as they're discussing who the foul was on, perhaps.
Bucket was good.
Yeah, the basket counted. It went down. Robert Gravatt has the and one coming.
I put it on Alex Meese.
I did too.
Robert Gravatt made the basket.
Well,
just 2-1.
Gravatt for a 3-point opportunity here. Up and no good. Rebound brought down by Meese. He'll bring it himself for 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass it right side for Adams. Adams drives in, pass tipped loose, and nice hop over the chair down there by, that was Grady Behrens. To the backcourt we go with a ball to Hayden Gravatt. Now ahead up the floor with it, Quentin Behrens. Quentin passes off, gets it back. Work the ball around the perimeter with it, Bowie. Rather Behrens, that's it, Grady Behrens with it. 6 on the shot clock from the left corner. Three ball up, no good. Robert Gravatt, the rebound, and the put pass is up. Robert Gravatt has scored in the quarter, and it's 53-22. Johnson Brock with the lead after 3. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help. You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
John, before we move into fourth quarter action, we have a very special listener that tunes into almost all of our games down in Louisville, Kentucky. And we want to wish Matt Prophet a happy birthday. He's getting ready to celebrate his birthday here in just a few days. And we know that Matt is tuned in. So happy birthday to Matt Prophet in Louisville, Kentucky, listening to the broadcast tonight here on Sunny. We move to fourth quarter action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Underneath it goes to Kaler. Oh, Kaler with a nice dish and then a tip in. He got the put back off the miss underneath. Kaler is there one way or the other. First for the assist when it wouldn't go down for Meyer, then he got the tip in. Here's a shot in the paint. Up and off, no good. Rebound Garrison Bowie. Bowie with the basketball. How many points is that now for Kaler? He's got a bucket full.
18.
All right, with the ball, Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse to Meyer. Camden Dollinghouse, a cross-court pass. Garrison Bowie for three from the left corner. It's in and out, doesn't go. Underneath the rebound, Kaler put back up and good. Check that. He's got 20, I believe, John. He quick 4 points.
When he wants to take over, he can.
Yeah, he can. It's 57-22. Johnson Brock just really taking command of the game here now. 7 minutes to go here in the semifinals of the Pioneer Tournament. At the top of the circle, the ball is tipped. It goes out of bounds off the fingertip of Kaysen Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse still toughing it out in there on that sore knee. I guess he decides it's going to hurt anyway. I might as well have fun and play.
Might be good for it. Never know.
Yeah, loosen the thing up. Dollinghouse brothers have a player trapped on the right side. There's a nice move by Kai Spann. Kai just got his first 2 points of the ball game. Just a sophomore, but he's a big boy under there. Put it off the glass and got the lay-in. Now Camden Dollinghouse back to Kaysen. Kaysen for three from the left corner off the rim. They'll chase it down. Cooper Warford's got it. Warford wants to take it in for a driving lay-in up and good. Cooper Warford is an athlete. He's in double figures now. He has 11 points in the game. And ball got away, went out of bounds. It'll be back to Southern High. 6:21 to play in the ball game. A 31-point lead for the Eagles. They lead at 57-26, looking for a ticket to the championship game to be played on Saturday. There's a ball tipped away by Kaysen Dollinghouse, grabbed up by Camden Dollinghouse, driving, laying up and good. Did you see that effort? That was, I think Kaysen Dollinghouse kind of tricked them into thinking they weren't going to try and do anything with it. Camden turned it into a breakaway layup. There's a shot at the other end that's off, no good. Camden Dollinghouse with a rebound, wants to bring it coast to coast for the driving layup. Couldn't get it, but he'll be called for an offensive foul, John.
Doesn't really seem to be affecting his speed, that knee, does it?
No, he's obviously in some pain once in a while because he comes out limping here. Alexander Seaman back into the lineup now, replacing Kai Spann for the Southern High Raiders. Alexander in the ballgame. Here's Cooper Warford for three from the left elbow. No, ball fought for, tipped out of bounds off of Southern. Johnson Brock will have the basketball. 59-26, your score. Johnson Brock with a huge lead here now on the Southern Raiders. 5.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Here's a long three. Camden Dollinghouse, no. Try for tip in Kaler, no. Rebound Bowie into the wall here. He's all right. I think they got pads down there. Touch last by Bowie. It'll be Southern's basketball. My name is Randy Gatula, alongside with John Nixon. We hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight here on Sunny. We like to think of ourselves as Southeast Nebraska's most experienced broadcast team, certainly the oldest, if that's the way you measure things. Southern with the basketball in the paint. Fall away jumper in the paint. Nice shot put up by Alex Meese. Meese in double figures now. He has 11. On the right side, here comes Johnson Brock. Across court pass, Kaysen Dollinghouse dribbling into the paint. Floater up and good. Boy, he makes that look so easy sometimes. He's in double figures now and has 10 points also. Makes it 61-28. Here's Pax Adams on the dribble with the ball. Bowie comes out after him from the corner. A three is up by Dakota Willman. Willman with his first bucket of the night, and he's got three. So now it's a 30-point contest, 61-31. Spin move, kick the ball to Meyer. He passed up a shot. Left side, Cason Dollinghouse, three. There it is. Cason Dollinghouse pouring him in. He's got 13.
They're just showing off now.
Yeah, they are. 64-31. Make it look so easy, don't they, John? There's Cooper Warford. He can hit those two, but that one's off the rim. Doesn't go. Players down on this end. A couple players shaking up. 5-on-3. Driving lay-in up and good. And a whistle and a foul. Getting the shot to fall down here was Camden Dollinghouse. We've got players shaking up at the other end. Camden got it down, and he will be at the line for the and one. Who was the foul on, John?
Cooper Warford. His number three, his third.
All right, now we've got wholesale substitutions here.
Injured player, Randy, was Alex Mead. I think he turned an ankle when he came down. One of his teammates ran over the top of him.
Yeah, Camden Dollinghouse at the line for the and one. Let's pick up these other ball players that are in here now for Johnson Brock. We've got Hayden Gravatz on the floor.
Robert Gravatz just came back in.
Okay. Quentin Behrens is back out there. All right, on the dribble, into forecourt, Pax Adams across the timeline to set the offense. To the left wing comes to Dakota Whitman. Whitman, skip pass across court to the far side. Dribbling underneath, driving lay-in. Oh, feed into Warford. He couldn't get it. Warford is double-teamed, goes up with a shot. And Cooper Warford will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. He was fouled by Grady Behrens. John.
Foul on Behrens.
Cooper Warford to the line, shooting for the Raiders.
And now Cooper Warford at the line. He's got 11 points. This one is up and in and out of there. Didn't go. Well below his season average of 21 points per game tonight is Cooper Warford. Ready to put up his second free throw here. This shot is up and it's good. He got that one. As a team, Southern now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. As a team, Johnson Brock 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. We haven't shot a whole lot of free throws. In the corner, open look, passed it up. Gravatz, baseline underneath, ball tipped away by Kai Spann. Cooper Warford pushes it into forecourt, spin move in the paint. That was a sweet move to the bucket by Cooper Warford. As he laid that one down, he's got 14. 3 minutes, 24 seconds to go in the ball game. It's 67-24, Johnson Brock on top, to 34, Johnson Brock on top. Falling to the floor there was Robert Gravatz. He got rid of the ball. Tate Hawley in the ball game. Here's Tate Hawley in the corner. Thought about the shot, didn't want to take it. Instead, feeds it in. Nice feed. Put it into Robert Gravatz. Gravatz turns it into 2 points. Robert now has 6 points in the ball game. 69-34, your score. Under 3 minutes to play here. In forecourt is Dakota Whitman. To Kai Spann, baseline left side. Back to Whitman on the left elbow. Cooper Warford stands between the rings. Goes to Whitman. He'll try the three from the corner. Got it. Nice shot from the corner by Dakota Whitman. That's his second three-pointer here in the fourth quarter. He's got 6 points, and it's 69-37. Open look. Tate Hawley from the corner for three. It's off, no good. Rebound brought down by Hayden Gravatz. Hayden Gravatz with the ball, feeds it into the paint. Gave it in there to Robert Gravatz. The ball deflected away by Southern. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. The Eagles will have the basketball. They'll play it in under their own basket, inbounding the pass. Grady Behrens, top of the key. Hayden Gravatz. There's a three from the corner left side that's off no good. Tipped by Tate Hawley. Rebound Cooper Warford. He'll take it all the way for the driving layup. Up and good. Cooper Warford kind of having his way here right now with the reserves for Johnson Brock. He's got a quick 6 points just since they checked in. Tate Hawley feeds it up top to Quentin Behrens. Ball is loose. Quentin Behrens comes up with it. Oh, nice pass. Behrens put it underneath. They passed up on the shot. Tate Hawley gets the rebound, tips it around. The shot was put up from the left side by Hayden Gravatz. Fast break the other way. Here comes Cooper Warford again. Oh, nice feed by Warford. Found his teammate, Xander Seaman, waiting under the basket. Xander got it down. He's got 4 points. Now we got a timeout to get some more subs in here. Gage Rasmussen into the lineup. Oliver Everett into the contest.
Justin Meyer and Deacon Burnett.
Burnett, that is. Deacon Burnett, okay. Boy, everybody on the bench got in tonight. I think that's, what, 16 or 17 players.
The more than I got room for on my scorecard.
Yeah. Coach Dollinghouse getting everybody into the ball game here with a minute and a half to go. Top of the circle, left side with it. Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt, one dribble, bounce pass to the corner. Long three, baseline left side up off, no good. Ball tipped around, coming out with a rebound, Justin Meyer. Justin Meyer's going to try a three from the right wing. It's short off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Jonah Krim. Krim with the outlet pass, and into forecourt come the Southern Raiders on the dribble. Dakota Whitman. There's a right side, fall away shot up and off, no good. Rebound to Johnson Brock. On the dribble across the timeline into forecourt comes Justin Meyer. Justin Meyer holds it at the top of the key, kicks it around to Hayden Gravatt, left wing. Back to Meyer again. Baseline in the corner, not wanting to take the shot, was Gage Rasmussen. Jump shot from 10 feet away on the right side, up, off, no good by Burnett, Deacon Burnett, just a freshman. And the rebound comes down to the Southern Raiders. 38 seconds to play. They feed it underneath. Driving, laying up. Nice move to the bucket. Alexander Seaman once again got that one with 29 seconds to go. Johnson Brock's basketball. Dakota Burnett to the right side. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. Justin Meyer. Ball got away out of bounds. It went off of Southern. 20 seconds left to play. More subs coming in. Miles Moss making his first appearance tonight. And Shane Puckett checks in now for the Southern Raiders. Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbounding it, Gage Rasmussen. Baseline left side. Rasmussen lobs it up top at the free throw line. It comes to the near corner. Back to the baseline left side. Nobody wants to shoot. Now a little floater goes up, goes out of bounds with 12 seconds to go. The Southern Raiders will get the ball back. John, count them up. How many's on the bench here for Johnson Brock? I think they've got 9 or 10 on the bench and 5 on the floor. Everybody that's suited up has played here.
See, 9 suited down.
They've got them all in. With the ball on the right side, Shane Puckett. Ball is stolen away. They'll dribble it out, and there is the ball game. Your final score, Johnson Brock, 69. And the Southern Raiders, 43. 69-43, your final. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and be back with the post-game scoring wrap after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Final scoring in our boys' semifinal game, the first of the day, finds Johnson Brock Eagles, number one team in Class D1, with a 69-43 win over the Southern Raiders. Southern scored 1,900 points, most of them late in that fourth quarter. Scoring for Southern today, they're led by Cooper Warford. He had 16 in the ball game, 11 for Alex Meese. It's
6 each for Dakota Whitman and Xander Seaman. 2 of 4, Pax Adams and Kai Spann. They went 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, or 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. For Johnson Brock today, their leading scorer, Brody Kaler, with 20 points in the ballgame. Camden Dollenhouse had 17. 13 for Kaysen Dollenhouse in the contest. Austin Meyer had 6 points, and for 13 rebounds to go along with him. Harrison Valley had 5, 2 for Grady Behrens, and 6 for Robert Gravatt. Johnson Brock went 3 out of 4 at the free throw line in the ballgame here tonight, or this afternoon, at the Rack in Fall City. 69-43, your final there. So 2 games in the book. We're halfway through. Earlier today, it was the Johnson Brock girls improving to 19-1 with a 39-34 victory over Del Rodel. The Johnson Brock boys have now won 55 straight with today's victory. They'll play for the championship coming up on Saturday. Right now, we'll take about a 10-minute break, and we'll be back with the third game of the day between Exeter Milligan Friend Boys and the Pawnee City Boys, coming up on Sunny 101.3.